From Washington, this is VOA News. In what marks a potentially dramatic breakthrough in the North Korea nuclear standoff, South Korean envoy Chung Yi-yong told reporters at the White House Thursday that he relayed a message to the White House that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is eager to meet with President Trump.
President Trump appreciated the briefing and said he would meet Kim Jong-un by May to achieve permanent denuclearization.
Chung, who was in Washington to brief U.S. officials about his talks with the North Korean leader, says Kim has committed to denuclearization and to suspending nuclear or missile tests and missile tests. Unswayed by Republican warnings of a trade war, President Trump ordered steep new tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in the U.S., vowing to fight back against an assault on our country, as he said, by foreign competitors.
The American steel aluminum industry has been ravaged by aggressive foreign trade practices. It's really an assault on our country.
The plan has met Republican criticism in Congress, including House Speaker Paul Ryan, who says he agrees some foreign trade practices are unfair.
But the president's right to point that out. I'm just not a fan of broad-based, across-the-board tariffs, because I think you'll have a lot of unintended consequences. You'll have a lot of collateral damage.
The president said he would exempt Canada and Mexico while negotiating for changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement. The new tariffs will take effect in 15 days. And new orders for U.S.-made goods declined in January after rising for five straight months as business spending on equipment appeared to be slowing after strong growth in 2017. This is VOA. Around 21 people have received medical treatment after a nerve agent attack on a Russian, ex-Russian spy, according to British police, as the UK vows strong action against whoever was responsible for the brazen and reckless act. British Home Secretary Amber Rudd said enormous resources are being devoted to determining who poisoned Sergei Skripal and his daughter, Yulia.
Yes, they remain in very serious health at the hospital. This remains a very serious incident. The police are doing their work.
A British police officer who came to the aid of the two is also now hospitalized in serious condition. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to Africa 2 months after President Donald Trump's reported derogatory comments about the continent. His visit to Addis Ababa came after Ethiopia officials decided to impose a state of emergency. Tillerson said promoting peace and security, development and trade, and good governance are three pillars of Washington's approach to Africa.
We recognize and share concerns expressed by the government about incidents of violence and loss of life. We do firmly believe the answer is greater freedom for people, not less.
Tillerson said he hoped to see the country move on past the state of emergency as quickly as possible. Mississippi lawmakers on Thursday passed what would be the U.S.'s most restrictive abortion law, making the procedure illegal in most cases after 15 weeks of pregnancy. The state's only abortion provider pledged to sue, and the attorney general said he expected a tough legal battle ahead. The U.N. Environment Program is taking aim at corporations and governments that threaten and intimidate environmental defenders and foul the planet for financial gain.
Between 2002 and 2013, the United Nations reports 908 people in 35 countries have been killed defending the environment and land. UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights Kate Gilmore says all human rights depend on the environment. Yet, she says, people continue to pollute the Earth's resources for short-term economic gain, endangering the lives and livelihoods of future generations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the world is at a pivotal moment for women's rights, and he's urging men and boys to join in making gender equality a reality for all. The UN chief told a star-studded event at the UN headquarters marking International Women's Day. This is VOA.
That's the latest world news from VOA.